from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right field, pretty deep. Going back is call to the track, nearing the wall, and that ball is off the right field wall. It's in play. Bounds away, back towards the infield. Wilson around second. He's heading for third. He's going to be there with a stand-up triple. Jam shot towards second, coming on Garcia. It drops. He picks it up, and nobody's at first base. I mean, that ball didn't even make it past the infield grass. Swing by Wilson. He hits one deep to right center, and this one is going to go. Weston Wilson with an opposite field home run over the high wall and right. He is a double shy of the cycle tonight. Swung on, hit in the air, right center field, on the run, call. He will lay out. It's off his glove. Wilson's around first. He's headed for second, and he's got the cycle. Weston Wilson has hit for the cycle tonight for the Phillies. 10th in Phillies history is Weston Wilson in order. The triple, the single, the homer, and a double.
How about Weston Wilson? Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Big Phillies win last night. Hugh, punctuated with a cycle by Weston Wilson, just the 10th in Phillies history, the 9th player in Phillies history to accomplish it. JT did it last year. Before that, we hadn't had one around here since David Bell.
That's a long time.
It is, in 04. So this was only the second cycle in Citizens Bank Park history by a Philly. David Bell did it back in 04. Hugh, that was first of all, just a fun game. They got off to a big lead early. Wheeler was rolling yesterday. They needed an easy win. Like, they won by 4 runs 2 nights ago, but obviously took the Schwarber Grand Slam and all that stuff. We needed a nice, easy, simple victory for the Phillies against a bad team. And Hugh, they got it last night. And Weston Wilson, who I think is in line to get some playing time this weekend against more lefties, that was a heck of a night.
Yeah, that was a slump buster, man. No question about it. And I know there are going to be some people out there, Joe, that say, it's the Nationals. Yeah, it was. It was. But it was a timely win, one that we needed. And you got to take it. Take them as they come, man. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Here is the question I had watching that last night. As I put it back on for the last at-bat to see if he'd get the cycle. So he hit the ball into the right center field gap, right? It went off the outfielder's glove. I mean, it was a hit because he had a dive for it. So it was a fair hit. Do you think he would have ran to third if the ball got to the wall? So he needs the double for the cycle, right? Mm-hmm. The game is – they're winning the game. It's not like that run really mattered. Do you think he would have run – all to third base if the ball that got to the wall? Because it was perfect to where it got off the outfielder's glove. He could easily get to second, and he's got the cycle. I wonder if he would have run, or he just would have throttled it down and said, I got my cycle.
Yeah, what did he say when Bryce told him, keep running?
Keep running. Just
keep running. Yeah, you got to go for it, man. I mean, at that point, because you're having a magical night.
Yeah.
He's been in the minors for a while.
8 years.
Yeah, he's been there for a while. So, and you know, that's one of those things where you take advantage of the situations that are presented to you. And he did that. He had a great time, man. And it was great to see. It was great to see the energy in that ballpark, because it's been a while since it's been like that. And again, I know, you know, the first thing I thought about when I saw those runs they put up last night, 13 of them things, I said, there are going to be some people out there that are going to be like, well, they just played the Nationals. Dude, relax. Remember what it was like when you were a child, because I guarantee you, last night there were a bunch of kids in that stadium that did not care that it was a bad team. They saw a great baseball game, and that's a memory that they're going to take with them and keep for the rest of their lives.
Yeah,
that's
and,
how you got to kind of look at
and
it.
And look, to me, the path to 95 wins involves a lot of wins over bad teams. You take them, you beat them, you move on. And you know what I liked about last night? Obviously, Weston Wilson was a huge part of it. Wheeler was great. You know, they needed a nice shutdown start, and he gave him 6 innings, 1 run. But Hugh, remember the beginning of the year they kept jumping out to leads? Every first and second inning, it was 2-0 Phillies, 3-0 Phillies, and they were rolling. They haven't had that for a while. Last night, 4-0. You get the Bohm homer, you get the Castellanos homer. And I after the first inning last night, I was like, this is a wrap. Wheeler on the mound. Now, I didn't know they were going to score 13, but I just felt like they were going to win the game after that. So big night for Weston Wilson, great night for Zach Wheeler. Everyone contributed. And I got to tell you, and we'll get back to the phones here in a second on the Eagles with McKee and Tanner, Tanner McKee and Kenny Pickett. Who do you want as the backup? 215-592-9494. Of course, your submissions for Try Day. We're looking for a new TV show or a TV show to try that we could binge here over the next couple weeks. But Hugh, when credit is due, I give out credit, right? Now, sometimes it takes me a while to give out credit, especially if it's someone I didn't particularly love in the beginning. But Hugh Douglas, I mean, if you want to have a victory lap today, you haven't had one in a few weeks, you want to have one, I'm all for it, because Johan Rojas deserves credit. He has hit well since the All-Star break. He's obviously, you know, done the job in the outfield. But I think he's done a really good job in the last few weeks. Number one, in the first role he was in, which is like, come in when we need you.
Mm-hmm.
But now that Austin Hayes went down and he's had to play center again every day, plus Marsh is stunk, so he didn't play every day. They're getting a lot out of Johan Rojas. I have been impressed, and my eyes are open to him remaining the center fielder on a consistent basis.
You know, Joe, we've been working together long enough, and you know me well enough. No, I don't like to gloat, but he's hitting .243 now, and since the All-Star break, he's hitting .310 since that.
That's a significant.
You know
number.
What I mean?
Don't go on him, Hugh.
No, man, because it's not about that. This is a symmetrical synergistic, synergized. Whatever.
I like synergistic. That's
what this show is, man, and I don't need that. But it was funny because when I saw the night that he was having, and he's had some moments in the last few weeks where it might not have been at the plate, but it's been an outfield where I just sit there and I'm like, I feel good about it. I feel good about it because at the end of the day, he's doing exactly what you want him to do. The unfortunate thing about the position that Rojas is in is that there are nights when you go 1 through 7, 8, where guys aren't doing their job and his contribution is magnified.
Sure.
You know, and that's where it's easy to pick on him. So, I mean, you know, it's one of those things. But like I've been saying forever, you're going to need this guy. And it's probably going to be more his defense than anything. But it's good to see that he learned from the mistakes that he made when they sent him down. And he's playing better. That one he hit in the gap last night, man, that was clutch.
So when the trade deadline happened, I decided in my head there was no way he was going to start playoff games, right? They'd put Marsh in center. They would put Austin Hayes in left. That's the way I decided it was going to go. Hugh, I have reopened my mind that he's going to start and could start and maybe should start playoff games because, first of all, he's been good for the past few weeks. That's obvious. If you're watching, you realize he's been pretty good. The second thing is Brandon Marsh has been in the tank for months. Like,
yeah.
Brandon Marsh has to re-earn the spot. I mean, it seems like they want Austin Hayes to be the left fielder, and he was on the broadcast last night. I think he should be back sometime next week. So let's say Austin Hayes comes back next week. He's going to go to left field. If Brandon Marsh doesn't start hitting, he doesn't play. Like, Johan Rojas is giving defense, and their offense over the past few weeks has been obviously better for Rojas. Like, I can't believe we're here. I think this is part because of how bad Brandon Marsh has been, Kyle, but also, legitimately, Rojas has helped them the last few weeks.
I'm starting to wonder why I ever doubted Hugh Douglas about anything.
Especially baseball.
Especially baseball. Guaranteeing a Phillies win may have, like, you know, the thing we haven't talked about with the Phillies yet is that Hugh might have legitimately saved the season twice.
I'm telling you, Hugh's going to get us in the parade. Yep, I'm not kidding.
They're going to put Hugh in the Phillies video yearbook at the end of the season. But, like, earlier in the season when Rojas would come to the plate, you're like, this is an auto out. And his swing looked, like, miserable. Like, it looked awful. Yep. Like, he looked like he did not belong up there at all. It's been lately, like, this has been building. It's not just because he had a good night last night. But it's been, like, the last few times he's gotten in the lineup, I actually somehow feel confidence when he's at the plate. I'm like, he could either, you know, stretch out an infield single, or he's putting the ball in the outfield now. Like, he's actually getting good at bats off and good swings off, and, like, he actually looks like an MLB player right now.
I haven't looked, but if I had to guess, his strikeout rate over the last month is really low. He puts the ball in play, and with his speed, like the play the other night, which right before Schwarber hit the grand slam, he beat it out. He hit a ball into the hole at shortstop, and with his speed, he's going to get there almost every time because he's really fast. Like, if he doesn't strike out and puts the ball in play, he can play. I am way more positive on Rojas than I've been the entire season. And my mind is open, Hugh, that he can now be their everyday center fielder the rest of the season, start playoff games. And now, if he goes back in the tank and Marsh heats up, you know, I might feel differently in a month. But, I mean, right now, he should be their everyday center fielder.
This is a fluid situation. And the thing that he's doing right now is he's using his assets to his advantage, his speed, and his ability to play defense. And it looks like at the plate, he's learning how to lay bunts down, just trying to be a better overall batter. So, yeah, that's what you have, man. Like I said, I've been saying this forever. You're going to need him in the playoffs. He's going to come up big for you in the playoffs.
Is that another bold prediction by
I don't think that's a bold prediction because I've kind of been on that.
Yeah, but what if he gets a game-winning hit in the playoffs? I mean, yeah, that's a Hugh Douglas prediction.
Right? I was, in my head, I was going – because watching him now, you're like, he feels like the kind of guy that will come through in a big spot in the playoffs, like, unsung hero type thing, and you're like, man, like, how about Yoán Rojas?
Well, right now he's helping. I mean, that's all they need him to do is be a help at the bottom of the lineup. He is right now. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to give center field back full time to Yoán Rojas? Big night last night, of course, the Weston Wilson cycle as the Phillies blow the doors off the Nationals. All right, back to your phone calls here. 215-592-9494. Team Pickett or Team McKee, and we need a TV show to try for Tri-Day here. Best answer we get today gets in our fantasy league. I mean, that's the spot. I mean, you get a spot in the midday show fantasy football league. Let's go to Josh in Wilmington. Hey, Josh.
Josh.
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen? So listen, I just got to start it off with both the quarterbacks we're talking about this morning absolutely stink. I mean, come on. What are we doing? I can't stand.
How dare you disrespect Tanner?
Here's the thing. Whether or not they do or not, the reality is they're probably going to have to play at some point. I mean, Eagles history tells us two out of every 3 years, the backup quarterback plays a game or two or more. So we better hope they're better than stink because we might need them.
Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, in keeping it 100, they're both terrible. But I get it, right? I mean, listen, I was there in 2017. Yeah, they're about as, you know, they're good and terrible, Hugh. You know what I'm saying? So let's do this, right? Yoán Rojas, last night, you know what I noticed?
What you got?
I'm watching him, and he's been on his heels, right? But now I see him getting aggressive in the box. Last night, that hit he had first and second, right? He takes it into left field, but he shortened it. He shortened the bat, and he really hit it. And let's just be real. He's out of the box quicker than anybody on the team, but you can tell that he's a competitor, right? He's in it. He's committed. Not to mention the fact that that guy covers more ground than Pennypacker Park. So, like, I'm all in on Yoán Rojas. One, because we can't have suspect defense in the playoffs. And two, Brandon Marsh looks absolutely lost sometimes.
Josh, you started the call by saying these backup quarterbacks stink. Over the last 2 months, no one has stunk more than Marsh. I mean, if you gave Marsh a tennis racket right now, he wouldn't hit the baseball. I mean, he stinks right now.
Not with a tennis racket.
I mean, no, but I could make a case for Bryson Stott, too. He's good and terrible also right now.
Well, so, he has been. Yeah, you know. No. That's why they struggled so much the last month or so, because they've had a lot of these good and terrible guys. But, Josh, look, Rojas, we know the defense. He's been better at the plate since he got back up here. And I think he's bought into his role. And then when they needed him again to start the last 2 weeks, he's done well.
Sure. So, I mean, listen, you know, you can tell just slightly – the fact that, like, he's really doing everything that he can to earn his spot on this team. And, you know, I'm a fan of that. And his youth, not to mention, you know, his ability to get along with certain guys and put the work in. I mean, I'm all for that. And in center field, I don't think we have a better option, to be quite honest with you. I mean, you know.
Not unless Marsh starts to hit again. Like, if Marsh starts to hit the way he did in April, then yeah, then that's a conversation, because you get more offense and at least the defense is still decent. But until he does, now he's going to play. All right, Josh, give us a TV show. What should we check out?
So hold on real quick. Let me do this. You remember yesterday we were talking about, our kids and whatnot?
Yeah.
So, you know, the night before, my daughter and I witnessed Schwarber hit the grand slam, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting there last night, and you know, here we go, right? Here comes Weston Wilson. My daughter and I are sitting together. And then on the broadcast, they put up on the scoreboard, it said cycle alert, real big, you know, in red.
Yep.
And I go, Liv, do you believe this? This is massive. If this happens, this is history. She's like, oh, my God. We both lean up, and he does it. And, I mean, we rejoice like we just won the World Series. So I had to share that because it was consecutive nights to have a moment like that with your kid, man.
It's awesome.
That's awesome.
Fandom really begins. Like she'll remember that. You'll remember that. And
that's the point.
Yeah.
And that plays into the point that I was making. Regardless of who the team is, she's going to remember that moment that she had with her pops.
No one will even remember who it was against. Yeah, it's who cares.
No doubt about it, right?
Yeah.
And I just had to share that. So anyway, back to TV show. My wife and I just finished it, and it was a recommendation that I heard on the radio when Glenn Macnow was still going, and it was a show that we kind of put on hold. We finally got to it, and then we couldn't stop. We ripped it off last weekend, you know, the whole weekend. Presumed Innocent on Apple TV.
Presumed Innocent. I heard that was pretty good.
Yep.
You know, I thought you was going to say Bridgerton. For whatever reason, I thought he was going to say Bridgerton.
My wife watches Bridgerton.
They get it in Bridgerton, I heard. I heard it goes down.
Oh, yeah.
I've caught a few. I've seen a few episodes.
They say they get
it's
mad.
A lot.
They get it super nasty in Bridgerton.
I've seen Presumed Innocent, the one Josh is talking about.
You seen that? It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. I haven't watched it.
I think it's based on a book.
Josh, good stuff, man. We'll get you in the mix. That's an awesome moment with your daughter watching the cycle last night. Yeah, it's based on a Presumed Innocent, so it's Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm a Jake Gyllenhaal fan.
Yeah, it's Apple TV. It's pretty good. I liked it.
All right, that's definitely in the mix here. All right, let's go to Mike and Delran. What's up, Mike?
Man, this is the second time somebody stole my show.
Oh, no, really Mike.
What happened? Got a good one. I got another one.
They stole his show. Josh stole his show.
Well, you got time to think of another one. We got time.
I already got it in the chamber. It's all good. Hey, listen, you, I have as many career starts as Dre what's the kid's name for the Patriots?
Drake May.
So I feel like I'm as qualified as him. But listen, Bradbury stinks. you gotta tell me, dude. I don't care what people made these shoes for. He looked my man right in the eyes. He looked him right in the eyes and then went right. Hugh, what am I wrong here? I mean, I don't know if you saw it the way I saw.
You talking about Bradbury?
I was so. Frustrated.
You know what's funny?
He looked right in the eyes.
Listen, Mike. You if stink is the word that you want to use, I am not gonna try to get you to stop using it. But I will say this. He's playing a different position, and he's learning. And he has been getting, like, glowing endorsements the last couple of weeks. Last night, it was a tough night for him.
Can I, Mike, here's the comparison.
I wanted to use a different word, but it's
yeah, crazy. So, Mike, here's my thing on Bradbury. And, he's a good dude. He's a hard worker. He's a smart player. Like, he's always been those things.
You know, when you start out with good dude, it ain't going well. It ain't about to go well.
I have the same thing that I thought last year. When the legs go for a defensive back, it's over. It's almost like, you know, when milk goes bad, it's not coming back. Like, he can't run anymore. He can't run.
I know. They've been talking great about him, but, like, that just drove me nuts.
It was bad.
And the fact that Kenny Pickett's on an NFL roster gives me hope that at 43, maybe I could get out there, because this dude's terrible too, man. If we have to see any of them guys besides Jalen Hurts, we're in big trouble. And the TV show that I got, my wife sucked me into it last night after we just finished that Presumed Innocent. It's called Banshee.
Banshee's really good.
What is that?
It's with the guy that played Homelander. Yeah, I'll tell him about it.
I'm not going to ruin it, but here's the deal. The first 5 minutes, my man gets released from jail,
gets it on with a bartender or waitress at a bar, has a high-speed chase, gets shot at, and that's in the first 5 minutes of the first episode.
Yeah, it was wild.
Well,
it
that'll get people to keep watching. Good stuff, Mike. We appreciate
it. Go Birds.
We'll get
you
in the mix,
man,
for the Fantasy League.
It's like an older show, but it's really good. It's the guy. Do you watch The Boys?
No, I've never seen The Boys.
It's the guy that plays Homelander.
Under The Boys.
Yeah, it's the guy that plays Homelander. And it's the show is it's a really good show. It's a little raunchy too. It's right up there with Bridgerton. They get it in. They get it in.
So have you watched Bridgerton or you just heard
about
it?
No, I watched. Because
Bridgerton doesn't seem like the kind of show you would
watch. I don't watch Bridgerton.
Well, it seems like you
listen,
do.
When Bridgerton first came out, you know, because I'm on the internet and I look at like the trends or whatever. Yeah. Man, there was so many women out there talking about Bridgerton and how raunchy it was. I was just like, oh, y'all nasty. Yeah, but they say they get it in.
Banshee looks pretty intriguing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's really good. But yeah, Bridgerton. I was just because the ladies were commenting on Bridgerton a lot.
Yeah, it seems like it's people watch it a lot. It's popular. All right, so Banshee's a good one there. As far as Bradbury goes, not a great night last night, Hugh. I just wonder if his legs are gone. Can he run anymore? Like you could know where to be. Like you could teach me. You could tell me this is your assignment, Joe. Put on a uniform. Put on a helmet. Go out there. I'd have two issues. One, I'm not strong enough or big enough, but two, I can't run like these guys, right? And obviously, this is a silly and extreme example. But Hugh, I just look at Bradbury. Last year, he couldn't run. People ran right past him. I just wonder if he can't run anymore.
I'll say this. This is how I felt last night watching that Patriots preseason game. I don't think the Patriots are going to be that good.
I agree with that.
I don't think they're going to be that good. And I think that they were trying their damnedest to get a win because they know they're probably going to be few and far between. So they were really trying to win that preseason game last night. That's kind of how I felt. But to your point, yeah, he didn't have – like for all the good that he built up and all the equity that he built up, He didn't look great last night.
No, when he's at a position, he can't catch up again. I mean, that's half the battle. I actually thought last night one of the great moments or good moments was Avante Maddox with that interception, because Avante feels like he's on the bubble. Like if Quinion's going to start at nickel and Cooper DeJean is coming back here, it's going to be
numbers game.
It is going to be a number game.
We were talking about that this morning, man, because now like 53 guys are going to make this team, and now you have to, and this is how teams look at it. You break down the number of personnel you're going to have at each position. Say, like, normally in the NFL, would we run a 3-4? I would say you're probably going to carry 8 to maybe 10 linebackers.
Between the middle and the edge guys?
Edge guys, because that's one grouping. You're probably going to keep 6 to 7 defensive linemen, interchangeable. Like, that's why the more you can do in the NFL, the better it is, because now you become more of an asset. Like, if you could play D-tackle and defensive end, you become more of an asset.
Sure.
You become more valuable. You're not expendable. So it's going to be one of those things. And corners, I don't know how many corners we're going to carry, because we only got, like, 31 guys that we were trying to talk about this morning. 31 guys are going to have – they're going to have to figure out how they're going to, like, divide all of that up.
Yeah, beyond the starters, the 31
reserves. Yeah, because
reserves,
I would think at least between the D-line and the offensive line, 16 of those positions are gone.
Well, you have to carry a lot of depth on O-line in case you have injuries.
Steen last night
got hurt, so he's probably on the IR.
So now it's the numbers game. It's the numbers game on both sides of the ball. So you got to figure that out, man. This is when it's going to become crucial. The more you can do is going to be valuable for you if you're trying to make this team.
No question. By the way, you mentioned how you think the Patriots are going to be pretty really bad. So I just looked it up on FanDuel. They are the favorite to have the worst record in the NFL this year.
Yeah. So they're trying to find joy the best way that they possibly can.
That looks like a 4-win football team. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. Are you Team Tanner McKee or Team Kenny Pickett? I live on an island. On Kenny Pickett Island. I'm not giving up yet.
The lonely island.
It's very lonely right now. Today is not a great day to be a Kenny Pickett supporter, but I remain steadfast that he should be the backup. Hugh's on Tanner McKee. Kyle's on Tanner McKee. Where do you come down? The Phillies. Should Rojas go back to being the everyday guy in center field? Plus, something Elliott said this morning has me a little worried. The Eagles could have whiffed big on a first-round pick. You got to hear this. We'll get to the audio next. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. And a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. Give us a TV show we should try for Tri-Day on Sports Radio 9.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.